Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The planned overnight vote in the Senate on a temporary deal to try to end the federal government shutdown never materialized, but a vote on a deal could come as early as this afternoon. The shutdown's affecting federal employees in Boston and tourist attractions that rely on federal workers. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
John Contrastan isn't overly concerned that he can't get into Bunker Hill Monument. He says it's unfortunate that student visitors are being denied access to one of the most important revolutionary sites in America.
When you start talking tourism, you're talking dollars. You know, you're going to lose more and more money. You know, if they can't come see the monument, they may not come to Boston. So it's a lose-lose, any way you see it.
Contrastan came from New York to visit Charlestown with his wife. He says contingency plans need to be put in place for when the government shuts down.
The younger people should know about, you know, they should know more about their history. And this tells a story. You know, you got the story right here. This is all where it all began.
Massachusetts is home to roughly 25,000 federal civilian employees, with another 20,000 in the military. While it's unclear how many will be furloughed during the shutdown, essential services, including the military and law enforcement, will continue operating. Lisette Parra came from New Jersey to visit family and visit the Bunker Hill Memorial.
I'm sad because I wanted to climb it and see the city, number one. And number two, it's just pretty sad that, you know, we're paying our taxes. The government's supposed to be working for us. And they just shut down and went home.
Other federal sites closed to visitors include the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Dorchester and the National Park Service Visitor Center on State Street. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.